confession of faith to tell you what we believe, and we have a constitution that tells you how we function as a church. Those are available to you if you should ever want to read those documents. Third, this baptism is not a replacement baptism. Sometimes, and today is one of those days, we are baptizing people who were sprinkled as babies. I just want to underscore that there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being sprinkled as a baby. The parents of those who had them sprinkled were pointing them toward faith and committing them to God. We practice what's known as believer's baptism. And we believe that this is actually an affirmation that those babies that were sprinkled have come to realize as adults what Jesus did for them, and they have believed themselves. They're making their own confession of faith today, and they want you to witness their profession of faith. I'd also like to remind you of what baptism is. Baptism is our profession as a church family and as of these individuals that we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is a doctrinal affirmation, you might say, today, where this is theology and life. We, by this demonstration of being buried in water and raised up, are confessing that we believe Jesus really died, he was really buried, and he was really raised from the dead. This is theological, you might say. Secondly, baptism is more than that, though. It's more than a historical and theological affirmation. It's also a reminder of our own death, burial, and resurrection. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you died with Jesus, you were buried with Jesus, and you've been raised up with Jesus. That's what the text says in Romans chapter 6. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Our faith, you see, in Jesus puts us in union with Jesus. So his death is our death, and his burial is our burial, and his resurrection becomes the reason for our resurrection and the reason for newness of life. The intention of the Spirit is that we would live a different way. So thirdly, because the intent of Spirit baptism is that we would walk in newness of life, baptism is a commitment. It's a promise that we're making a clean break with our old life and we're committing to walk with Jesus the rest of our life. It's kind of like a wedding. These folks being baptized are making a commitment to Jesus Christ in sickness and in health, adversity and prosperity, for richer, for poorer. They're going to stay in this and follow him in their lives. Number four, we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We do this because the scriptures teach that believers have been immersed into life with the triune God. And this reminds all of us whose we are and who we are. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're a dearly loved child of the Most High God. And baptism is a reminder of that. Finally, number five, while the water is in fact a symbol of cleansing, there is something substantive that actually does happen here. And I talked about this last week in our study in 1 Peter. This baptism, something happens in our spirit when we're baptized, when we follow the Lord in obedience. And what is that? It provides the answer of a clean or a good conscience toward God. Something actually happens to us and in us when we're obedient to the Lord in the waters of baptism. Sometimes the enemy casts doubt on the mind of the believer. You ever have that happen? You wonder, am I a Christian? Am I saved? Do I actually belong to God? Have I done it all right? And baptism is that act that provides something that the Lord does for us in our spirit to remind us that we are, along with the affirmation that comes from the Spirit of God, we are the beloved of God. We can say to the enemy, when we're having doubt cast upon our mind, I am the beloved of God. I have been in the waters and I have been raised up. I am his. He is mine. I stood before God's people. I confessed my faith in Jesus Christ. And you can say to the enemy, go back to hell where you came from. Leave me alone. I've confessed my faith in Jesus Christ. It's sort of like a wedding ring. Any of you couples ever have any conflict? No? Nobody in first service had any conflict either. We have just perfect marriages. Okay, just one honest woman here. Yeah, sometimes we have conflicts in our marriage. And you know, we wear a ring to say, man, I signed up for this. I'm in. Committed myself. I've got a license that says I covenant with you to stay this thing through. And baptism is like that. And God does something in our spirit to help us with that. He provides the answer of a good conscience toward God. Now, there's a bunch of people back there anxious to get on with this, and I know many of you are anxious to get on with this, and I want to get on with this, but I wanted you to know these things about baptism before you see these things and hear these things, all right? So with that, let's hear some testimonies and witness these events. Pastor?
What a privilege we have to come together and to worship the Lord through believers' baptism. It's exciting to see these seven individuals who have great testimonies of what the Lord has done. So let's hear from them. First, we're going to have Hannah Bodell.
Hi. So I was born and raised in a Christian household, and I've been going to Calvary in Greenville my whole life. When I was around 7 years old, I was laying in bed one night, and I was thinking about how I had seen all my friends get saved and about how I didn't want to go to hell. That night, I ended up praying to God, and I got saved. I talked with my mom, and I told her that I did this, and we discussed what it means to be saved. Over this past summer, while I was at Lincoln Lake Camp, I realized that I wasn't quite living my life for Jesus. I decided that I need to make my faith my own and walk with Christ. I'm getting baptized today because it pleases Jesus, and I want to vocalize and show my faith. Thank you.
So, Hannah, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
And is it your desire to walk with Jesus the rest of the days of your life?
Yes.
Well, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, we get brother, so Eldon Bodell, come on down.
I was born and raised in a Christian family. I was 7 when I was saved and afraid to go to hell. Because I was saved at such a young age, I never knew what it was like to not know God. I want to be baptized today to show my faith and please God, as He says in the Bible.
So, Eldon, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with Him the rest of the days of your life?
Yes.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, we're going to hear from Bryn Watson.
When I was about 6 at VBS, Pastor Bart was teaching the lesson when he asked if anyone wanted to get saved. I raised my hand, then I went to a little room and talked with one of the leaders for a little while. Then he prayed for me, and I prayed with him, and I got saved. Then, when I was about 8 at Lincoln Lake Camp, I realized that I was too little to understand the true meaning of salvation. So during the one-on-one with my counselor, I asked if I could get saved. So she prayed for me, and I prayed with her, and I got saved. And when I was about 9 and a half, I was at Lake Ann Camp, and I felt like I wasn't really saved and that it wasn't enough. So I asked my counselor during the one-on-one if I could get saved. She nodded and then prayed for me, and I And then I prayed with her and got saved again. Then the next year at Lake Ann camp, I still felt like I was being ignored by God. So during the big chapel with all the campers, the speaker was talking and he said something that really changed how I thought about my salvation and realized that I had it wrong this whole time. The band started playing a song and then the speaker said, if anyone wants to pray to themselves and get saved, then go up onto the stairs that meet the stage and pray. I wanted to do that, but I didn't want to walk up there. So I stood by my counselor and my cousin Brooke, who was also at camp at the time, and I silently prayed to myself. I started softly crying because the song was so touching, and the speaker really changed my heart and my perspective of who God is. I realized that God really cares about us and that He will always be there, even when we're going through hard times. I looked back on those times and realized that God was with me even when my great-grandma died and my dog passed away. I see how badly I handled it, and that's not how a good Christian would act. In that period of time, I really sort of turned my back on God. I stopped praying and reading my Bible. It was not a good relationship with God, but I still prayed every night with my mom just to make her happy and not worry about me. Even though I now know that you only need to get saved once, I still think that God worked in my heart each time I tried, prayed, and talked with my counselors. It helped me grow closer to God, and I want to keep growing in my relationship with Him for the rest of my life. I want to thank my parents for supporting me, letting me go to VBS and all the summer camps, and really giving me a good foundation in starting my relationship with Christ. I also want to thank the speaker, Ken Rudolph, for really giving that powerful sermon that night. And now I'm ready to be baptized to let you know that I really love Jesus and to try to help people know that no matter what you're going through, you can still get saved.
Brent, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with Jesus the rest of your days?
Yes.
All right, put your arms up. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So precious to hear from their heart. I love it. Next, we're going to hear from Caitlin Rehm.
I was 5 years old, and me and my family were at VBS, and I was inside at Bible time with Pastor Bart, and we were talking about how to get saved. And Pastor Bart said that everyone should close their eyes because he won't. And then he said that everyone should, if you want to be saved, raise your hand. And then I raised my hand because I wanted to be saved. That night at Roar VBS, I got saved, and I was only five. Thanks to my family, they let me go there, and thanks to Pastor Bart that I got saved. And now I'm ready to be baptized.
Amen. So, Caitlin, do you trust Jesus as the only way for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with Him the rest of your days?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have you step off this real quick. I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, let's hear from Clinton Evans.
I was five, and it was my first time moving. And I was having nightmares every night, so my mom had me pray with her. Then she asked me if I wanted to be saved, and then we prayed.
So Clinton, have you followed Jesus to be alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with Him the rest of your days?
Yes.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, we have Adam Gears.
Good morning, Calvary family. It's with great excitement that today I get to join this community of believers. My faith journey started as a young child. I grew up in a Christian home with parents and grandparents who walked in faith each day. We attended church weekly, and I actively participated in our church's youth group. At the age of 13, I joined our church's profession of faith class to learn more about what it meant to be a Christian. At the end of that course, I knew that this was something that I wanted to be a part of, and I accepted Christ. For many years after that, my faith journey was supported by our church's youth group, summer mission trips, and by attending a Christian college. After college, I moved around the state, never becoming a member of another church. At that time, I just wanted to blend into the crowd. Today, I'm married and have a daughter, and I have felt the tug of God to join a community of believers to continue to grow my faith and raise my daughter in the same Christian values that I grew up with. Today, I found that community and feel blessed to be joined Calvary Baptist.
So, Adam, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
And is it your desire to walk with him the rest of your days?
Yes.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give Adam a second to get back there because next we have his lovely wife, Jennifer, and I know he's going to want to watch that. So, Jennifer Gears.
I was raised my whole life learning about Jesus and how to live a Christ-centered life. I was a young child when I accepted Jesus as my Savior and continued to ask him into my heart several times throughout my life just to make sure that it worked. I was always envious of individuals that seemed to have that blind faith. I wondered why I wasn't given that. Why did I have to question things? Throughout my life, Christ has been sprinkled here and there whenever it seemed convenient or when I was in the midst of trials. Kind of like that Jelly Roll song, "I only talk to God when I need a favor." I always had this belief that baptism was a requirement to go to heaven. In the back of my mind, I was thinking, I need to do that or I'm not getting in. I'm grateful now that I didn't get baptized, that I did not. Sorry, I lost my spot. I'm grateful now that I didn't get baptized just to meet this notion of mine that it was a prerequisite to get into heaven. I've also realized that God grants faith by spending time in his word, not just reading the Bible as fast as I can to meet that requirement, but actually studying, paying attention to the text, meditating on his word, and through mindful prayer. I'm choosing to be baptized today because I believe that it is an outward expression of my personal commitment to follow Christ, not just when I need a favor, but a daily commitment to choose him and to make choices and decisions based on the guidance, on his guidance and not my own, as a commitment to serve Christ and to offer the gifts that God has granted me to serve others as a faithful steward of God's grace.
Jennifer, have you placed, you want to take your glasses off? Or have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
And is it your desire to walk with him the rest of your days?
Yes.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Isn't this exciting? Isn't this exciting? Yeah. Some of these folks are going to be clear and to the point, but just know God has done a great work. There's a great story behind it. So we're going to start with Nathan Jones. Would you come?
I was fortunate to be raised in a Christian home and attend Calvary Baptist Church my whole life. During lesson time at VBS in 2018, when Pastor Bolt was speaking, he spoke to us about our need for salvation and asked if we were interested, that we should go pray with our leader. I accepted Jesus that night and went to pray with my leader. I had realized that I needed Jesus to forgive my sins, and this would be life-changing. Thanks to our church for showing me the truth and giving me the opportunity to be baptized so I can tell everyone that Jesus loves them. It played my testimony will encourage others to be saved.
Nathan, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with Jesus all the days of your life?
Yes.
Because of your profession of faith in Jesus and your desire to walk with him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sydney Herrick, come on back.
I went to Pine Ridge Bible Camp, and the pastor was talking about how to be saved and why you should be saved. And why you shouldn't sin, and I forgave him after camp. At home, I was sitting on the basement stairs, and I told him that I love him and that I want to be part, I want to be Christian, and I got saved on my there. At school, I heard some girls talking about going to church, and I wanted to go to church. So I asked my mom and dad, and we decided to go to church together. And then we came here.
Isn't that awesome? Yes. Good job. Sydney, have you placed your faith in Jesus alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with him all the days of your life?
Yes.
Because of your faith in Jesus and your desire to walk with him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Macy Borger.
I was 5 years old when I got saved. I was lying in my bed and told my mom I didn't want to go to hell. I realized I was a sinner and needed to be forgiven. So we prayed together. Now I'm thankful I'm saved because I can go to heaven and be with Jesus for eternity. When I was 5, my little brain thought I was already saved. But now I understand, and I'm safe for sure, and I want everyone to know that I'm saved.
Amen. Macy, have you placed your faith in Jesus alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with him all the days of your life? Because of your faith in Jesus and your desire to walk with him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo-hoo! Morgan Gross.
I was born and raised in a religious and loving home, always taught and knowing that God is our ultimate Father and that God sent Jesus to die on the cross so that I would be forgiven for my sins and that that was the way we got into heaven. But within the last few years, I have truly got to appreciate and value what that gift really means. Through illness and death in our family, in dealing with my own issues with anxiety and depression, I have seen what a broken world we live in. but I have hope and comfort knowing that I am not walking through this alone. God is always with me. I have hope and see the beauty of this world and all the blessings I have and wonderful people God has put in my life, and hope for the blessing of the next world after this. I have seen that God's love is unconditional and never-ending. I have seen and felt the gift of God's grace and how patient and forgiving he has been with me. I have truly understood and valued that even though I am a broken sinner who does not deserve it, God through Jesus has forgiven and saved me, and that my full faith and trust is with the Lord.
Morgan, have you placed your faith in Jesus alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it your desire to walk with him as a beloved child of the Most High God? Okay. Because of your faith in him and your desire to walk with him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nick Gross.
When I was a child, and even as a young adult, I knew about God and sin and what the cross represents, but never truly understood what it all meant. It wasn't until I sank to a point I felt I had no return for me to call upon my faith and trust in God to save me. Now, as a child of God, I grow stronger in faith and will continue to grow, understand, and appreciate what Jesus and the Lord has done for me.
Nick, have you placed your faith in Jesus alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with him?
Yes.
All the days of your life?
Yes.
All right. Because of your faith in him and your desire to walk in him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Andrew Johnson.
I was saved when I was 7 years old. I was blessed to be in a Christian home. My five brothers and I attended Awana every Wednesday and church every Sunday. But somewhere along the way, most notably in my teenage years, I drifted away from Jesus. Idolatry in the forms of sports and a self-image began taking place in my heart. As I was graduating high school, the pandemic took place, and I was questioning my future. Future life plans like, should I play college football? Should I become an entrepreneur? Travel the country in a converted van? While I tried out some of these different lifestyles, I came to the sad conclusion that my life lacked one thing. Meaning. As I struggled with this reality, I took a deep interest in religion again. I actually paid attention in church, asked questions, and read vigorously. It was around this time that I found Jesus again and experienced the true love that he had for me. I can confidently say that I'm a changed man because of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to my story of how Jesus saved me.
Andrew, have you placed your faith in Jesus alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Is it your desire to walk with him all the days of your life?
Yes.
Because of your faith in him and your desire to walk in him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In there, Andrew asked, has anybody ever cannonballed into the tank before? I was a little bit nervous, but it worked out.
seed that planted that in people's minds, Bart, I'm telling you. What a great morning. Amen.